Mark Taylor says the TV Guide game should be set to the tune of Blankety Blank. Okay. Shall we play Television Game?
Television Game.
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 Television Game. We're in. We've got to decide between myself and Heather, the lovely Heather, the news fairy. What is a real programme and what is not? What is made up? Nellie B, who's going to go first today?
You.
Right, I'll go first, Heather.
The story of Britain's first sufferer of Horn syndrome, a condition which causes her body to emit audible noises when squeezed. Honky tonk woman.
The problem with these programmes, I want to watch them. That's false. Of course it's false.
Yeah, of course it is. Heather, what about this one? Peter Stringfellow travels to the Middle East between Palestine and Israel to try and set up the first exotic dancing club in arguably the most dangerous place on Earth, the Gaza Strip.
That's a great show.
I'm going to say real just because I want it to be.
No, it's not, sorry. What about this then?
go on.
Billy, the new sniffer spaniel, finds live ammunition in the last of this series.
What's the series called?
Send in the Dogs.
Oh, no.
Oh, what? That's true.
It is ITV4, 8 p.m. Last one, Heather. A programme where Katie Price and Eddie Jordan travel to the Middle East to try and solve some of the problems in the region. Jordan's in Jordan.
Oh, that
can't be. If that's real, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it's not. So who won there? Or is there one more?
Oh, it's two all.
Two.
Michael Douglas and Russell Brand star in a new game show which tests their ability to stop their sexual desires in the face of some real stimulation in I'm So Excited.
Oh. False.
Yeah, it was just one of the ones I found the song.
Yeah.
Called I'm So
okay,
Excited.
Okay. One more for Heather then.
The work of builders creating an ice hotel more than 120 miles inside the Arctic Circle, building the ice hotel.
That's so unimaginative. It's got to be true.
Yeah,
it's Channel 5 tonight at 9 p.m.
Heather, do you want to hear Richard Madeley's Arnie impression again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Sandman walked in and said, "Mr. Schwarzenegger, it's lovely to meet you. Would you mind standing up while I mic you up?" "I'm not standing up for you. Why should I stand up for a Sandman? I'm not standing up. Who do you think you are?" It was horrible.
Yeah.
It's like he's an edition of Hello, Hello. It's Rene. He's waiting for the Germans to come in. "I'm not waiting for you, you smelly British person."
And the Sandman walked in and said, "Mr. Schwarzenegger, it's lovely to meet you. Would you mind standing up while I mic you up?" "I'm not standing up for you. Why should I stand up for a Sandman? I'm not standing up. Who do you think you are?" It was horrible.
Yeah. "You big peppy boy.
I will be back.
I will slap your face with a kipper." Nick says, apps for your cars. What about an app that makes the driver indicate when turning or turning off fog lights? That's a great shout.
Yeah.
Or when it's not foggy or switching on lights when it's dark. Yes. Volvo does that with the lights anyway. Heather, speak to you in an hour.
See you soon.
We have got a great hour of music to come your way. Yeah, between 3 and 4,